Good morning, fellow Biafran all men and women of Goodwill, all of us of Freedom and Justice. This Radio Biafra live presentation this morning of the 28th of February 2016. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have been alive up to this moment, to have gathered this morning indeed to do one thing and one thing, which is to preach the goodness of Biafra. This time around, we are specifically going to Italy, the Vatican City, precisely to indeed bring you live coverage of the IPOB family members, especially from Italy and around Europe and elsewhere around the world, who are gathering in the Vatican City to see the Pope. And this is strictly in furtherance of the quest for the restoration of Biafra, and of course will be live in Italy and Vatican City precisely very soon.
We are the indigenous people of Biafra. This song is specially dedicated to all the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB.
Yes, we are now live in Italy, of Vatican City. Can you hear me? Not sure whether they are hearing me. Can you hear me? Yes, we are, of course, losing connection. We will try to go back to them.
Don't be tired, keep agitating. Biafra, the land of rising sun, indigenous people of Biafra. Don't be tired. Of Chukwu Abiama, we must be free. Anywhere you are, anywhere you go, keep agitating. I be on the land of Biafra. All the people of Igala, oh. What about the people of Idoma? All the people of Izan, Abi, you be member of IBOB. You are from Ugoja. All the people of Isekiri, Ahabide, keep agitating.
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. We are now live in Vatican City, Italy, precisely. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Clear and loud. Good morning, Deputy.
Yes, good morning, but your line is a bit faint. I don't know what is happening.
Well, it's like we are suffering some kind of intermittency here because of the network. I wouldn't know actually where it's coming from, but nevertheless, I think we have to manage whatever we have for now. Are you hearing me clearly, Director?
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning.
Your voice is very faint. Can you bring your voice closer?
Clear, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Recap for people to hear what you're saying.
Okay. I say good morning to all of you. As Prince do that, as coming back on the 28th of this year, and we are having some discovery.
I think we are still having this issue. Your voice is not coming out as clearly as possible. There is intermittency there. Can you go ahead and let's see what happens now?
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just here recapping again. I said the Italian family that has proposed the visit of Vatican is today here. We just arrived at the Vatican venue, and the praises of songs are going on by the members of the IPOP. And on behalf of the National Coordinator, Michael Iruanya, we are welcoming, and we say welcome to all the members that are here this morning that have honored this honorable cause. And it is practical that they have seen that Vatican has become invaded by Biafra, because we are here to compare and communicate our message to the Vatican City, especially the Pope Francis. Hope might be one of the tools that can listen into what we are questing for. So we are here this morning. I greet all the indigenous people of Biafra here that is present. I greet men and women, our wives and children that are present, that is making this place very colorful this morning. I hope this camera will come down to you and for them to see that actually we achieve our promise. We are not arrogant. We are not afraid of anybody. Anywhere we go, I know that the open doors are made for Biafra, because the Kabiyama is with us. And those who are at far or who has not been able to complete, the road is still free until 12:00 will be here. So rush down to Vatican and witness the freedom from Vatican to Biafra. It is ideal. I would like to, for now, suspend my speech from this city and recap again when necessary. All is just a start. My coordinators and the members shall speak later, please. So therefore, thank you.
And I will say, thank you very much. And the Biafrans, I don't even know who is speaking, but from every available information I can justify, Biafrans will want to know who is speaking to them.
This is the Deputy National Coordinator to Italy, Mr. Anthony Mok, speaking from Vatican City. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Before you go, it's very important. Before you go, the IPOB family members in Italy and, in fact, in Vatican are all gathering for this all-important edition of the IPOB protest and evangelism around the world. You made mention of meeting Pope Francis, and Is there any specific issues that are going to be put across to him, and what is expected of him?
Okay. Very good. Our request, according by the protocols to be observed by the Vatican government, we are submitted to be among the angelus of today, and in by wish, recognizing that Biafrans are still in their quest of freedom, and we submitted it to his table, and the recognition by the special grace of God will be made today on his way to welcoming all nations that we gather in Vatican today for this angelus. Thereby, Biafran names as had applied will be equally pronounced and recognized here. Then, furthermore, this is just an open door, and other things shall follow at any time.
Right, thank you very much. And you are saying that you are just gathering, and you think that there is no need for other people out there to introduce themselves and say what they have for Biafrans, or do you think we can come back to you at some point on that?
Well, I wanted that, but for now, the people, my coordinators are here. My national coordinator is equally here, who leads the issue. So I would like my national coordinator to hand over the microphone to my national coordinator. But before then, I will let one of the officials of this activity introduce themselves.
Right. Please. Go ahead, please.
Introduce yourself, please.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. As you take a position, sit down. Well, happy good morning, fellow Biafrans. Good morning, Director. Good morning, Deputy Director.
Good morning, go ahead. The world is listening, Biafrans are listening.
Join this. Okay, thank you very much, Deputy Director. My name is Festus Sulaka. I am a coordinator for indigenous people of Biafra in Verona, Italy. We are here today in Vatican City to tell the whole world what we are passing through, to tell the Pope what we are passing through, because they have been keeping quiet. They have been keeping quiet, not doing anything concerning the death of the Christians in Nigeria, concerning the death in the Christians and Biafra too. Now we are here to notify them. If they have not known that they have been killing us, the Nigerian police, the Nigerian soldiers, and the Nigerian security service have been killing the Biafran people, we are here to notify the whole world, to tell the Pope what we are passing through, that it should come to our heads. I want to use this opportunity to thank you, Deputy Director, to thank you for all you have been doing, for keeping it all along for the Biafran people. I say, Meshuku Kike Abiyama. Bless you. This morning, we are here in Italy, in Vatican City, Roma, to tell Pope to come to our heads and come and retrieve us from this bondage, satanic Satan concussion by the British. That is why we are here. They have been killing us all along. We have never picked any arms. We have never fighting anybody. We have never killed any soul. But we are here today to let them know that we have the right to defend ourselves. So, I want to thank you, Deputy, so that we'll make chance for my fellow coordinators to introduce themselves and say one or two things.
Thank you very much,
Deputy.
Thank you.
Keep it on. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir. We are still on connectivity, and we still have a lot of people here. Let me pass over to my national coordinator, Mr. Michael Iroha, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mazi Chemefo.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, our great deputy director. You are doing marvelously well by connecting the Biafrans in Italy today in Vatican City. In fact, I will introduce myself so that Satan will be crying. Nigeria will be seeing that they will die before me. I am Michael Iruanya, the national coordinator of Italy, and I came from Itu. Itu is in Ezinite. Ezinite is in Biafra land. Mbise. I will introduce myself to my compound so that they will know that I am one of the Biafrans that submitted their life, so that they will know that I did not come for this struggle to show that I am a human being. I came to this struggle to show that I came to this struggle to show that my people are, that I am among the people, my people that will be liberated. I am completely submitted myself. Already I am a dead man. Therefore, if the zoo, if I'm among the people that the zoo will kill, my dear, they did not achieve anything. Already I have submitted my life to them. The zoo must fall, as we all said it. The zoo must completely fall. Let me go back to what we came here to do. We are today in Vatican City, this holy land. We are the poor, the bitter, the black, that everybody now, all these pastors are tricking. All of them are doing wayo to enjoy the fruit of another man's labor. We are in that city today because that city, the man suffered to liberate the world, to liberate the Christian world, which all pastors, all the Christian pastors are enjoying today. Those Biafrans that are here, we Biafrans that are here today in Vatican City, we are exactly like what Peter Paul and the other apostles did. No mind those that feel that the apostles saw their people, they saw their men dying every blessed day, but they cannot do anything. But today, we Biafrans, the choosing church of God, that did exactly what Christ did, are here in Vatican City today to tell the world that enough is enough, that we are completely tired of this killing in the zoo. We are completely tired because army people are killing us as if we are not human beings. I am sorry for them. God will intervene. From today, they will see all calamity in them. From today, the police will see all calamity in them. From today, all the enemy of Yemen, the organized people that have seen our direction and the canon for staying in prison for almost 3-4 months today, they cannot say anything. Today, God must intervene. They must know that God is really, really our God. I am here with you before. I have a lot to say, but now I cannot finish. If you give me a chance, I will still communicate to you. Let me pass to other people so that they can talk. Thank you, my able director.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Let me pass to our coordinator in Padova so that he will greet the world.
My name is Femekan. I have Omarka, who's a local government.
I think if you can hear me, I think this line is not very, very stable. I don't know what is happening. Can you try again? Can you go ahead, please? Let's see.
Okay. I repeat. My name is Kwame Okoroja, the coordinator of Padova. And I'm today in Vatican City, speaking live to the world. For the world to listen and listen good, we are the Biafrans. and we are here to present our praise to Almighty God. That today we are here in Vatican City to channel our problem to the God of God. And I use this opportunity to thank fellow Biafrans over the world for your kindly listening. I use this opportunity to greet my fellow God members in Italy generally as a present here today. I say my Almighty God continue blessing them for their good work they are doing. And I use this opportunity to thank all the Christians of their
No, let me try and come back to you. Let me try and come back to you. I think this line is not very stable. Not very stable. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are live where Direct God Almighty is in charge. We are covering live events in Vatican City. And we'll be back in a minute. This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. We are live in Vatican City and we are covering the IPOB family event there, and we will be going back right now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Let's go ahead, please.
Good morning, Biafras all around the world. By way of introduction, I am Mr. National Secretary of IPOB, Ghana Territory, and I'm sure I can pray. They must be the land. I want to thank you for your immeasurable support. You've been carrying us along all along, and that has given us courage, you know, to fight along to make sure the Biafra is restored in full force. All the Biafra around the world, I want to tell you that we're here. Live and direct in Vatican City, we are a lot of crowd, immeasurable crowd here. I'm franchising all around the world, and people are gathering momentum to see the capability of our people, the relentless effort to restore Biafra. Biafra is coming, whether we like it or not, Biafra will be restored. And by virtue of Chico, we are here to tell the entire world, and we are not going on to freedom, whether Biafra or death. Thank you so immeasurably because of your support and your incredible effort in us along. As you can hear clearly, you hear the chanting and the singing of Biafra all around the world. That's why your IPOB members are here today, chanting immeasurably. That's big as well. We are relentless, we are not going back. It is either Biafra or nothing else. We pray that you will keep him around. We pray that you will keep him
Yes, can you hear me once again? Please, can you remove the camera from this because it's making it. You are not. You seem not to be listening. Can you remove the camera from the connection because it is making the voice part of it, the audio part of it, not very clear.
They are taking the video and they will put it like away. You should have them live.
Yes, it is affecting the audio side of things. So remove it so that you will be heard very clearly. Very important. Thank you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
The camera is still on. It's still on. It's not yet off, and it is affecting the audio.
Okay, the camera is off now.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me properly?
I can hear you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, as I said before, most of the features, most of the video cameras are taken away, put it right away to you so that you can see what the event that is being, you know, that is happening live and direct here in Vatican. I would thank you, Kijabiyama, because of his immeasurable grace he has, you know, granted us. That after today, the Nigerian government in question will know that there is Kijabiyama. Buhari in question will know that there is a God with us. We are not going back. We are not relenting. It is Abia Biafra or death. We are rest assured that God is going to grant us our immeasurable desire. After today's service, they will know that God is here. I want to thank all the foreign national executives, especially my
I will try and come back to you. The line is not very, very clear. It's wobbling and it is not good for us. I will come back. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We will, of course, go back to Italy. I will try to sort out one or two things.
Biafra, oh. Biafra. Biafra.
This is still a live coverage of events in Italy and precisely in Vatican City. We will be going back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Deputy Director.
Yes, go ahead, please.
All right, as I was saying before, the gathering, the environment is gathering momentum.
I will know this sometime from now. The Pope will be out to minister to us.
Yes.
As I was saying before.
Sorry, remind us of your name once more.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Remind us of your name once more.
Okay,
name.
Sorry, my deputy director. Once again, my names are Mr. Nzeribe Ihiani Lawrence, the National Secretary of IPOB here in Italy. And
thank
I
you.
Hail from Nkwere, Imo State in Biafra land.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can. The word is listening. Go ahead.
All right. So as I said before, my name is Nzeribe Ihiani Lawrence from Nkwere, Umonachi, Imo State in Biafra land. And as I was saying previously, the crowd is gathering momentum. I know this time from now, the Pope will be out to minister to us. And as I was saying before, we are not going back. Victory is sure. Victory is certain. We are not relenting. We are unshakable. We are the Biafrans, and Biafrans are not afraid. We move to acquire our aim. There's no going back. I want to thank you immensely for your immeasurable support, which you've been carrying us along all this while. Director, I'm to him the strength to keep on carrying us along. But you know, this time, I know he'll be out to carry to our destination. My deputy director, I want to assure you that Italy in Biafra are here to know that people of Biafra are still existing. There are 3.5 million. And they are still killing. Over 25 million, I may say, that have been killed. That were not yet dead. That there are still people who are still existing. We're here to tell the entire world that victory is assured, that we are not going back until Biafra is restored in full force. We thank God for his grace that keeps us alive. And we are expecting to see the Pope request so he can come and minister to us, because we are here to present our issues like to Chico Abiam. And to tell him why he should keep quiet. Whether he's not seeing the things, the evil being made out by, perpetrated by this evil force called Nigeria, by this entity called Nigeria. We have to inquire from them why they keep quiet all this and why. I will say so much because there are other entities around to read themselves and to. Oh, as I'm talking to you now, the line
is going bad again.
I'm tired out here.
Can you hear me?
The line is shaking.
Yes, it's wobbly. Let us see if we can try to make it a little clearer. This is still Radio Biafra live coverage of event in Vatican City, precisely in Italy. And we are live. We are direct. God Almighty is in charge.
Mazi Onyonyo, the head of directorate, IPOB, Barrister Emambezu, Mechukwu Abiama, be your backbone. Move on, for there is no shaking. Biafra, 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 Biafra. Anywhere you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, go ahead. I think it's clearer now. It's better now. You were saying something before the line went bad. We didn't hear what you were saying. Can you recap, please?
Right, as I was saying before the line went bad. I said, either be or dead. We are relentless. I was shaking.
we are invincible. Biafra, this solid record, just as Chukwu Kikabiama has stated. Right now, we are in front of the Vatican City, and the Pope is about to come out. The window is open already, and we have to tender our unrelentless report. One thing, whether all this will miss it out to our people, whether he's not aware of it. We want to let him know officially of the things we've gone through, over 5 million, even counting, that have been killed. We want to tender our event. That notwithstanding, I want to pass over to the National Coordinator, Mr. Michael Irana, to have a little brief with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, dear friends all over the world. Thank you, my good director, my boss. We are now about to see people who are so proud of the event that is coming out. And right now, before we started focusing our attention to Pope, please, I would like to introduce some of our executive members who have been introduced to us for 3 months, non-stop. And the blue are suffering. We know our director and our director of state asked them to do. Cannot do without them. If they can be in Vatican City without introducing themselves, Just like a fish experiencing water. There will be a meeting in our new zone. This is a new zone. Look, the coordinator will announce the meeting by himself. We have a new zone on 21st February. That zone is called Chesuna. And that's a funeral. I hope that they will do us proud. The coordinator is telling us that there will be a meeting on 6th of March 2016. Though he will announce it by himself, I just use this opportunity in case of eventuality, the land maybe can disappoint us or not. Let me introduce to our zonal coordinator from Treviso.
Hello, good morning from here. Your voice is a bit faint. Can you try and speak up? I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Let us see what is happening here. I think the line is still giving us some trouble, and we will see what happens.
We are the indigenous people of Biafra. This song is specially dedicated to all indigenous people of Biafra, IBOB. Biafra, 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 the land of rising sun. Biafra, the land of rising sun, indigenous people of Biafra. Don't be tired,
1930. By the special grace.
This is still a live coverage of the event going on in Italy, and we have been having some connection issues, but we are going forward now. We are going back to Vatican City. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, my deputy director.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I'm hearing. Okay. Like I said, my deputy director, Mazuche Mefo, we are here in Vatican City, the Holy Land in Italy, presenting ourselves to the world that we need nothing but Biafra, Biafra or death. Like I said earlier, I have to pass to my general coordinator in a person of Ifeanyi Abazu from Treviso. Ifeanyi, please give us a brief introduction so that we will pass to another coordinator. Thank you.
Hello, Deputy Director.
Hello, good morning from here.
From here. This
good
is
morning.
Ifeanyi Abazu, the coordinator of Treviso. I come from Itowere. Itowere is in Olu, Imo State, Biafra Land. We are here today. We are numerous. We have so many Biafras here. I don't know how to describe it. Well, in our thousands. And Biafra is coming. Biafra is with us. And Biafra must come. Thank you very much. Let me hand over to our general coordinator.
Thank you, and God bless. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello, good morning from here. Go ahead.
Good morning, my deputy director. My name is Pascal Chibedu MF. I'm from Ayazumbi, Biafra Land. By the special grace of God, one of the servants, the coordinator of police General Rimini.
Thank
we
you,
are here
ahead.
For the confirmation by God Himself for the coming of Biafra. There's no going back. God has already signed it. And every man being here, the world is here, everybody can see what is going on. Everybody is after us here in the Vatican City, Italy. Thank you. God bless you. Let me pass it to another coordinator that can introduce himself.
Thank you. Go ahead. No, it appears we have lost connection again, and we will try to go back to them. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Like I said earlier, this is Michael Irania from Vatican City, Italy, in Rome. We are introducing to the whole world, the people, all of our executives that are making Italy what they are. I cannot tell. Now, Pope has come out. Now you can hear the noise. You can hear the great noise of the great Pope in Vatican. The great noise from the people of Japan and all people all over the world. Now Pope is now greeting the whole world.
Buongiorno, purtroppo. Le cronache riportano
the renowned truth, giving us the sermon which you can hear it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead. We are hearing it.
Okay. I hold on so that the whole world will hear the voice of hope.
Let's go ahead and do that, please.
Okay. As hope was talking, I want to go ahead introducing to our members our zonal coordinator who are with us here so that they will have an opportunity to say hi to Japan all over the world. Like I said earlier, Michael Iran, our place is to get Biafra, nothing more. Already, I'm a dead man. And a dead man walking in the sense that Biafra is what I need. If it is possible for the zoo to even kill me and allow us to have freedom, I will sacrifice my life. In my life, I have never been a failure, and I cannot be a failure to Biafra. Maaz Uchemefo, please, our deputy, let me pass to our zonal coordinator in the name of Kelechi Omubuya. He's our zonal coordinator in Ose.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Let me pass to him. Hello, Deputy Director Uchemefo.
Good morning from here. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. My name is Kele Chongwe. I am the coordinator of the circle. We are here live at the Vatican City. We have come to pass a very strong information to the whole world. So let us go. They have continued to kill us like animals. That is why we have come to the court. The Japan Solomon is here at the Vatican. We have come to pass the message in the court to pray for us, to tell the zoo to leave us to God, to grant us our freedom, to leave all our brothers and sisters who have been killed by the zoo, by the PSF, by the police, by the army. We have come to the court. Thank you, Deputy Director. God, we continue to bless you. Thank you. I pass you back to the National Coordinator, Mr. Iran.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if I hear me.
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. We are still live in the Vatican City. Now let me pass to our zonal coordinator with the name of Paul Kamara from Udine. He is among the executives that helped me tell you what they are today. Paul, over to you and greet the world. And tell them that we are here in Vatican City to make their work a reality. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, good morning from here. Go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead. Good morning from here.
Hello. Can Angola.
Hello, I can hear you. Go ahead. Good morning from here.
Hello, my name is from Jaffaland. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Just keep talking. The word is
listening. Okay. One of the coordinator here. I thank you, our deputy coordinator, what you are doing for Biafra all over the world. And also, I thank my national coordinator here in Italy, Mr. Ivana, and our national deputy coordinator, for all the whole things they are doing for us. You can see today we are in Vatican City to solve our problems in hope and all over the world. Trying to help us for our
freedom.
I thank everybody all over the world that is helping us for this movement.
They confront
and we pray for Biafra to naturalize very soon. In all this, we pray in the name of Tukadiam.
You say.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Because that day, when the people are told,
we are still invited to you. They are in the world of God, asking the world to give us a loan. It is time for Biafra to go. This is an opportunity that the Biafra is supposed to give. We ask the world that we have not done anything wrong that warrants all this feeling. We ask the world to make us to be, to have freedom like others. Here I am now. Every environment is broken. Every environment is calm. Every environment, all lights are on. Electricity is working. Water is running, even running out of the everywhere. But in that country, called you, Nigeria, you can never see any good thing. Even if I saw where you are, where the so-called politicians are, when they are doing meetings, when they are gathering, we still have a second life. What type of country is that? That is why we are telling the world that we are ashamed of all this atrocity, all this stupid act. That is why we need Biafra. We don't need Biafra because we want to separate because we don't want unity. No, unity is paramount. Unity is something that is very, very crucial in a human life. But whereby the person you are negotiating unity stops even helping himself. What is again the essence of being in unity? That is why Biafra is calling the whole world to help them, because they are ashamed of all this atrocity, all this stupid act, all this every year young. That is why the Biafrans are completely saying Biafra or death. Let me pass to one of our colleagues in Brescia. He wants to read the whole world about. He wants to tell the whole world what he's seeing here in Vatican City. And at the time, I will introduce you to one of our sister that came from UK. She will talk as well because he is a Biafra. She's very happy to meet us here. Sooner or later, I would like you to speak to her, or I would like her to speak to the world, so that the world will know that the difference in Italy is not only Italy that is participating in this program today. Thank you. Let me pass to our colleague here to talk to you and talk to the Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Good morning from here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Please, can you try and speak up a bit? The Pope's voice is swallowing your own voice. Can you try to speak up a bit, please? Are you hearing me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The Pope's voice is higher than your own. Try and put your mouth to the speaker, please, because your voice is a bit faint. Your voice is not coming out very well. Put your mouth towards the speaker, closer to the speaker of the phone. Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah. And I'm the coordinator of Russia. So I'm here to tell the world that we're here to take it back.
Cari fratelli.
Tell the world.
La mia preghiera
yeah,
e anche la vostra fa sempre presente il dramma dei profughi che fuggono dalle da guerre e altre situazioni di sommario, in particolare la Grecia e gli altri paesi che sono in prima linea stanno prestando a essi un generoso soccorso che necessita della collaborazione di tutte le nazioni.
You know what, my brother, can you hear me? Can you hear me? We are hearing your voice. The Pope's voice is higher than your own, and I don't know, are you closer to that place? You need to make arrangement to make sure that we are hearing you. Yes, hello. Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead, please.
I can hear you do the line for a little bit,
right?
I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just to summarize all of them. The atmosphere is serene, and the environment is spectacular. We are here in our number.
Rivolgo un cordiale saluto a tutti voi pellegrini di Roma, dell'Italia e dei diversi paesi.
Proveniente
da Danzica,
guardate Nigeria, like it or not. Freedom.
Yes, it would have been good somebody translating what the Pope is saying than we having a different program altogether. If somebody who understands it there should be saying, yes, if somebody should be translating what the Pope is saying, that would be better.
Biafra is restored. Biafra is restored. Biafra is restored. Thank you, my deputy director, for the immense work you've been doing. We will get back to you in a few months from now. And the pleasure of the event. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are you hearing me?
Good morning. This is Vatican City. Via France in Italy here this morning. This is Vatican City. Police are here checking us in. Welcome to Biafra in Italy. You can see people are entering. Police are here. You can see they are searching us in. They are searching us in. Welcome to Biafra in Italy.
It says you get the camera there.
Madam,
just one moment, please. Here.
Yeah. Questo regista, dammi a fotografare.
Vieni.
Già mai molto lato, eh! Bello sto cappello, eh!
Sì,
posso vedere qua cosa c'è?
Sì.
Posso?
Cacao.
Ok, ciao!
Ciao!
Sì. Welcome to Biafra in Italy.
Ah, panino forse, bravo.
This is Vatican City. You can see we are checking in. All hail Biafra. You can see. We are checking in. Biafrans are here. We are passing in. This is inside San Pietro. St. Peter's.
They are passing people. We are back. We are with relax.
You can see we are checking in. Biafra is here. They are doing their work in order to maintain peace. They are setting us. All hail Biafra. Elago,
good morning. Good morning, brother.
You have something to say?
Actually, not yet, but we have to thank God today. This is a very great day, a very good opportunity for the Biafran nation to visit the Holy Land in the pursuit of our freedom. And we are here to seek the face of God. We are here to ask the world and ask God to give us our freedom and liberate our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Le cronache riportano notizie brutte. Omicidi, incidenti, catastrofi. Nel brano evangelico di oggi, Gesù accenna a due fatti tragici che a quel tempo avevano suscitato molto scalpore. Una repressione cruenta compiuta dai soldati romani all'interno del Tempio e il crollo della torre di Siloe a Gerusalemme che aveva causato 18 vittime. Gesù conosce la mentalità superficiosa dei suoi ascoltatori e sa che essi interpretano quel tipo di avvenimenti in modo sbagliato. Infatti, pensano che se quegli uomini sono morti così crudelmente, è segno che Dio li ha castigati per qualche grave colpa che avevano commesso. Come dire, se lo meritavano. Invece, il fatto di essere stati risparmiati dalla disgrazia equivaleva a sentirsi a posto. Loro se la meritavano, io sono a posto. Gesù rifiuta nettamente questa visione, perché Dio non permette le tragedie per punire le colpe, e afferma che quelle povere vittime non erano affatto peggiori degli altri. Piuttosto, egli invita a ricavare da questi fatti dolorosi un ammonimento che riguarda tutti, perché tutti siamo peccatori. Dice infatti a coloro che lo avevano interpellato: se non vi convertirete, perirete anche allo stesso modo. Anche oggi, di fronte a certe disgrazie e ad eventi luttuosi, può venirci la tentazione di scaricare la responsabilità sulle vittime o addirittura su Dio stesso. Ma il Vangelo ci invita a riflettere. Che idea di Dio ci siamo fatti? Siamo proprio convinti che Dio sia così? O quella non è piuttosto una nostra proiezione a un Dio fatto a nostra immagine e somiglianza? Gesù, al contrario, ci chiama a cambiare il cuore, a fare una radicale inversione nel cammino della nostra vita, abbandonando i compromessi con il male. E questo lo facciamo tutti, eh? È un compromesso con il male, le ipocrisie, ma io credo che quasi tutti ne abbiamo almeno un pezzetto di ipocrisia, per imboccare decisamente la strada del Vangelo. Ma ecco di nuovo la tentazione di giustificarci. Ma di che cosa dovremmo convertirci? Non siamo tutto sommato brava gente? Quante volte abbiamo pensato questo? Ma tutto sommato io sono un bravo, io sono una brava. E non è così, Non siamo dei credenti, anche abbastanza praticanti, e noi crediamo che così siamo giustificati. Purtroppo ciascuno di noi assomiglia molto a un albero che per anni ha dato molteplici prove della sua sterilità. Ma per nostra fortuna Gesù è simile a quel contadino che con una pazienza senza limiti ottiene ancora una proroga per il fico infecondo. Lascialo ancora quest'anno, dice al padrone. Vedremo se porterà frutto per l'avvenire. Un anno di grazia. Il tempo del ministero di Cristo. Il tempo della Chiesa prima del suo ritorno glorioso. Il tempo della nostra vita, scandito da un certo numero di quaresime che ci vengono offerte come occasione di ravvedimento e di salvezza. Un tempo di anno giubilare della misericordia. L'invincibile pazienza di Gesù. Avete pensato voi alla pazienza di Dio? Avete pensato anche alla sua irriducibile preoccupazione per i peccatori, come dovrebbero provocarci l'impazienza nei confronti di noi stessi? Non è mai troppo tardi per convertirsi. Mai. Fino all'ultimo momento. La pazienza di Dio che ci aspetta. Ricordate quella piccola storia di Santa Teresa di Gesù Bambino, quando pregava per quel uomo condannato a morte, un criminale che non voleva ricevere il conforto della Chiesa, respingeva il sacerdote, non voleva, voleva morire così. E lei pregava nel convento. E quando quell'uomo era lì, al momento proprio di essere ucciso, si rivolge al sacerdote, prende il crocifisso e lo bacia. La pazienza di Dio, anche lo stesso fa con noi, con tutti noi. Quante volte noi non lo sappiamo, lo sapremo nel cielo, ma quante volte noi siamo lì, 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 lì e il Signore ci salva. Ci salva perché ha una grande pazienza per noi e questa è la sua misericordia. Mai è tardi per convertirci, ma è urgente, è ora. Incominciamo oggi. La Vergine Maria ci sostenga perché possiamo aprire il cuore alla grazia di Dio, alla sua misericordia, e ci aiuti a non giudicare mai gli altri, ma a lasciarci provocare dalle disgrazie quotidiane per fare un serio esame di coscienza e ravvederci. Angelus Domini, nunciavit Maria.
E concepite Spirito Santo.
Ave Maria, grazia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre, Amen.
Ecce ancilla Domini.
Fiat mihi, secundum verbum tuum.
Ave Maria, grazia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre, Amen.
Et verbum caro factum est.
Et habitavit in nobis.
Ave Maria, grazia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre, Amen.
Ora pro nobis, Santa Dei Gentes.
Utini diciamur provisionibus Christi.
Gratiam tuam quesumus Domine, mentibus nostris infunde. Ut angelo nunciante, Christi Filii tui incarnationem coniovium, per passionem eius et crucem, a resurrezione gloriam perducamur, per unde in Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Pro fidelibus defuntis, requiem aeternam dona ei Domine,
et lux perpetua luce a eis.
Requiescat in pace.
Amen.
Sin nomen Domini benedictum.
Et sic nunc et usque in saeculum.
Aiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
Ya no, no.
cari fratelli e sorelle, la mia preghiera e anche la vostra ha sempre presente il dramma dei profughi che fuggono da guerre e altre situazioni disumane, in particolare la Grecia e gli altri paesi che sono in prima linea stanno prestando a essi un generoso soccorso che necessita della collaborazione di tutte le nazioni. Una risposta corale può essere efficace e distribuire equamente i pesi. Per questo occorre puntare con decisione e senza riserve sui negoziati. In pari tempo ho accolto con speranza la notizia circa la cessazione delle ostilità in Siria e invito tutti a pregare affinché questo spiraglio possa dare sollievo alla popolazione sofferente, favorendo i necessari aiuti umanitari che apra la strada al dialogo e alla pace tanto desiderata. Desidero inoltre assicurare la mia vicinanza al popolo delle Isole Figi, duramente colpito da un devastante ciclone. Prego per le vittime e per quanti sono impegnati nel prestare il soccorso. Rivolgo un cordiale saluto a tutti voi, pellegrini di Roma, dell'Italia e dei diversi paesi. Saluto i fedeli provenienti da Danzica, gli indigeni del Biafra, di Saragossa, Huelva, Cordova.
Oh, In the name of Biafra, we shall conquer.
Biafra,
Biafra,
Biafra, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra,
Biafra,
Biafra, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra,
Biafra, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra, Biafra,
Biafra, Biafra,
Dogida, 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 d
This is Vatican City. You can see Biafra France here in St. Peter's. We have carried our message to Pope Francis. All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. This is Vatican City. You can see people. St. Peter's. We are here today in Vatican City to deliver our message to Pope. Welcome to Vatican City. This is Vatican City. We are friends are here today to deliver their message to the Pope. We need our freedom. We need our freedom. Pope must hear us today. You can see our people, Biafra France. They are singing the joyful music. The world must hear us today. The world must hear us today. Oh, hey, Biafra. We need nothing but our freedom. We are tired of the Republic of the Zoo called Nigeria. You can see friends and well-wishers of Biafra France. They are videoing us. The whole people in Vatican are here today to hear us. You can see our national coordinator, Michael Iranya, is here. Our message has been here today. This is our national coordinator, Michael Iranya. You can hear the voice of our national coordinator, Michael Iranya. You can see him. The message is here today in Vatican City. Oh, hey, Biafra. Oh, hey, Biafra. You can see people here gathering. Everybody wants to hear our message. Everybody wants to hear what we are here for today. You can see crowd. Oh, hey, Biafra. Biafra. This is St. Peter's compound. You can see crowd. You can see people are happy with us. Oh, hey, Biafra. Biafra freedom. Biafra freedom. Oh, hey, Biafra. Biafrans are here to deliver their message to the Pope. Pray for us, our freedom as well.
Come down, 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 come down
Yes, this is Radio Biafra live presentation. That was a cross-section of IPOB family members in Vatican City, where they are, of course, presenting Biafra case to the Pope, and we hope to go back to them as soon as possible. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. Once more, you're welcome to this program.
Child.